Hi, and welcome to our first webcast on the new Microsoft Dynamics CRM Accelerators. This is the first in our series of eight around the Events Management Accelerator. My name is Nina Vines, and with me today is Catherine Eibner.
Hello.
So, first of all, what are the accelerators? So, the accelerators are add-on modules that are delivered to extend capability of Microsoft Dynamics CRM 4. They've been developed by Microsoft and are available for free for all Microsoft customers who are current with their software assurance. Each accelerator consists of the following things. So, first of all, it consists of data. So, these are entities, forms, and views that can be imported as XML directly into Microsoft CRM. And along with that, there's also workflow configurations that are relevant for each accelerator. There's also custom reports that go along with that, so business intelligence and full source code samples that adhere strictly to the SDK guidelines. With that also is installation, operational and localization and extending the solution and documentation that is extremely comprehensive for each accelerator.
The source code is all provided open source as well, which is fantastic. And when you tie that in with the documentation, which I've been recommending to people, even if you're not going to be using the accelerators, download and look at the documentation because there's some really good examples in there of how to do things like working with the web services, for example.
Fantastic. So, in terms of the value that the accelerators deliver, they really help customers and partners realize the benefits of CRM as a solution platform. And as we go through the demonstrations of these accelerators, you'll see how easy it is to extend the CRM application with these accelerators. They'll also help you demonstrate value out of the box when you're doing customer presentations, and hopefully it provides a bit of inspiration to you on how to build out IP within the application as well. And lastly, we want it to assure customers and partners of Microsoft's commitment to Microsoft Dynamics CRM and reinforce the investment in software assurance for customers. So, as of today, which is December 3rd, there are four accelerators that have been released to market, and they're highlighted in red. The e-service module is a web portal where end customers are able to go and update their contact details and register for cases and so forth on via the web, and that integrates back into CRM. The Event Management Accelerator, which is what we're going to go through in more detail today, is around managing events. The extended sales forecasting around managing sales forecasts and quotas within your sales organization, and CRM notifications, so enabling people to subscribe to specific CRM events and get real-time up-to-date information on that. So they are all available for a download from the CodePlex site, so codeplex.com/CRM accelerators. So the event management, so what is it? So it provides functionality to plan, execute, and review events for organizations. And it gives the users of this module the ability to plan venues for events, organize presenters, sessions, sponsors, and event capacity, and also have workflow processes around all of those. It also enables them to send out invitations for events and automate web registrations, wait lists, and tracking of event attendance. From a partner perspective, you really do get the benefits of being able to broaden the Microsoft Dynamics CRM offering with this event management functionality. So now we're going to go into the demonstration. The demonstration today is going to consist of a few parts. First of all, Catherine's going to take you through the installation of the Event Management Accelerator, including the full sample portal that is delivered with this. And then second of all, I'm going to go into a functional demonstration on how to demonstrate it to your customers. So over to Catherine.
Thanks, Nina. So what I've got here is the standard CRM VPC, which you can download from both PartnerSource and from the Microsoft download site. I haven't made any changes to this except to add the event management RTW.exe file here. Now, I've what I've done, this VPC doesn't actually have connection to the internet. What I've done is I've shared a folder. So if you can see down here, there's a little yellow folder picture. By right-clicking on that and clicking Share Folder, I can get access to files on my local hard drive. So I downloaded the file to my local hard drive, copied it across here. So the first thing you're actually prompted to do is extend or unzip the files. Now I'm just going to let that unzip to the drive that it's actually given you by default. Then I'm going to drag a couple of the files to the desktop. So we'll just let that load. Okay, it's unzipped the file successfully. Now I need to accept the license agreement. And then what it's going to do is take me to a portal that ships with this, which gives you information on the documentation, which I suggest you have a really good read through before you start playing with this. Then it's got information on how to install. We're following through these steps today. There's a copy of all the source code, so anything that you want to actually change or extend, these are all provided here with all of the code, so you can compile them, make changes, compile them, and then reuse them. And then there's a link to the license agreement. So the first thing we're going to do is install the CRM customizations. Clicking this just opens the actual link for us. I'm going to drag that file over to our desktop. Then what I'm going to do is open up CRM. I'm going to open up the web client.
So it might just be good here to full screen this.
That's a good idea, thank you. Okay, that's much better. Okay, so I'm going to go into the settings in the web client, into our customization. And I'm going to import those customizations that were in that file. Now, when I click Browse, I'm going to go straight to the desktop. That file is actually right there already. Now, I do that because when you extract it into the, or when you unzip the file originally, what it does is it puts it into quite a nested directory, and it's a little bit too far. This path here is limited to 100 characters, so it's just easier if it's already on my desktop. Now what I'm going to do is import these customizations. So I've just highlighted all of them and I'm going to click import. So it's warning me that it may take a few minutes, because what it's actually doing while this runs is it's going through and it's making customizations to the two entities that were provided out of the box, so the campaign and campaign response entities. It's also adding a whole stack of new custom entities. So it's adding the event group allocation, event management configuration, the event package, event package activity, event room, event session, session time, event sponsor, and both internal and external event team members. Oh, and as well the event venue. So you can see underneath that, it's also got the information there for the four workflows that it's adding. So these are for managing the event registration counts, and they tie into when we actually, what Nina will show you a bit later, if we ask CRM to manage event wait lists and registration counts for us. Now this may take a few moments, depends on your machine, your configuration. We might just let that run and come back to it in a sec. Okay, fantastic, that's finished. So the next thing we need to do is go back into that folder in here. You'll see we've got a msa_eventmanagement.install.exe application. Now what that does is installs the plugin, so that's the next step. But before we run that, we need to make sure that the settings within here, within our XML file, point to your CRM implementation. So here it's pointing to the log file. The server is localhost 5555, which we can see at the top here is our installation. Your organization name for this installation ours is Microsoft CRM, the domain, and which user you're going to run this is. So we're going to run it as administrator. When we run this, it's going to prompt us for the password. So because this is the standard VPC, it's just pass at word one. What that's doing now is actually going off, creating a connection to the CRM instance and registering that plugin file. This one doesn't take very long at all. Okay, great, that's finished. So what we're doing now is going back into the CRM customization, going to our customize entity screen. We're going to make one change to the event configuration, event management configuration screen, and then we're going to publish all of our changes in one go. So you can see anything with the MSA underscore is one of the new entities that's been created by our import routine. What we're going to do, this configuration needs to appear in our settings section. So we need to go in and just tick that we want it to appear in settings. Save and close that. And then we're going to publish all changes that have been made. I mean, we could go through and select just the ones that have been changed for this implementation, but I know there hasn't been any other changes, so I'm just going to pick to publish all customizations. Depending on how many customizations you have as well and on your machine, this can take a little while, but hopefully not too long. Okay, great. So that's just reloading. What I'm going to do is actually hit F5 on the screen because I want to reload it so that when we go into settings, what you will now see is the new event management configuration here down on the left-hand side in the menu. We need to go in and add a new event management configuration where we're setting in the default settings that help drive the web portal. So these numbers are used to actually keep track of whether or not an event is still open or sold out. The values are suggested in the installation document. We're just going to copy them from there. Hopefully Nina's checking to make sure I get these all right.
Looking good.
Awesome.
So those top ones for the event status code, once your event actually hits 2001, the event status will change, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So this ties into the plugin, the workflows, and as people register on the website.
Okay, terrific.
Okay, so that's our configuration side of things done. The next step is to go in and import the reports. So there's two reports that ship in the accelerator. So we're going to pull both of them in. So you go into the report type and you select an existing file. Then we can browse to where we exported that information to. So that was to C, Microsoft Dynamics CRM 4. Accelerators, event management, down into the installation folder, into step two reports. So we'll grab the attendee list first. We'll set that the category for the report is marketing reports. We also want to say that it relates to campaigns, and change that the report is then displayed in not only the reports area, but also any forms relating to campaigns or any list for campaigns. We'll save and close. So this is actually starting up the report builder, which we haven't used just yet. So it's going to take a little while for the first one. The second one's much quicker. The report builder services are just starting while we do this. Excellent, now we'll add the second one. Again, we select existing file. This time when we browse, it's already in the folder, which is nice. We'll say that it's going to go to marketing again, campaigns, and to appear in forms and lists. Save and close, and this time it'll be much faster. Okay. So that covers off on all of the changes that need to be made to CRM itself. The next thing we're going to do is actually go through and set up that configuration portal that Nina mentioned. So this is not configuration portal, the actual sample web portal. So In the Event Management Accelerator, you'll see down here we've got a link for a full sample portal. And what that includes is a standard website that can be used for a company as their website, but does happen to have the links for the CRM event management already built in and all the components installed. So we're going to set that one up as our example. We're going to create a new website from scratch. New website. I'm going to change it to HTTP, and I'm going to call it events.
So Catherine, this is for the sample portal. If one of our partners wants to implement this for a customer onto their existing website, how would they go about doing that?
Okay, that's a really good question. Just before you do that, what I did mean to point out then, and what I did incorrectly, was that I want to create that as a website. But because the way this is set up, we actually already have localhost installed as the default website on this computer. So we need to make it a subsite of that one. So in answer to your question, if we go back over here and have a look at the installation guide, you'll see from step three downwards, there's actually information for the user controls, any of the app code and resource files, as well as web config settings that are needed. You can grab each of those and put them into an existing website if you've already got one. And the documentation on how to do that makes it really quite simple.
Fantastic.
We're not going to be using that because we're going to use the out-of-the-box full sample portal.
And this is what our partners would use for product demonstrations as well.
It's perfect for product demonstrations. And actually, as we're going through these demos and we start to tie in some of the other accelerators, for example, the e-service, you'll see that that works with this portal as well. So your portal will build as you start installing more of the accelerators and using them for your demos.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is just copy everything in this folder across into this website that we just created. And say, overwrite everything that was there, we don't want it. And once done, that will reload the two files that were there for us. Now, just a couple of things to note. Because you need to configure this to connect to your version of CRM or your installation of CRM, the web config has settings that you need to set. So we need to set them as well. And we'll go through and set them now. Our organization name was Microsoft CRM. Our server name was localhost. And our port is 5555. The username that we're going to connect as the web user in here is administrator. You might want to set up your own username in actually the demonstration for setting up the e-service accelerator. It does actually suggest that you go in and set up another user, but we're just going to use the standard administrator for this today. And our domain we're going to set as full stop, so it just connects to the local domain. I'm going to save that. The other thing I do want to show you, because I made this a website under the localhost website, you'll see in here our registration confirmation URL redirects to event management, event registration confirmation in the root directory. We need to change that to go to the events subdirectory. Otherwise, we won't get our confirmation. Okay, I'm going to build this. So you'll see down the bottom here it's saying it's the rebuild has started. You've got a little graphic over here on the side that you know it's still actually doing something. And now saying that our rebuild all succeeded. I'm going to set the default page over here as our start page. So I'll just right click on that, set as start page, save all. And then I'm going to run it. So because this is the first time we're actually starting this web page, it's going off and setting up starting all the services in the background for IIS so that it builds the website and the portal. The first time you open it, like most websites, is a little slow. It just takes a second to cache everything. Okay, and here's our beautiful portal website. So you'll notice up the top here we've got an events calendar link. Now clicking on that, if we had events set up in the system, you'd start to see them in here. So this is actually all that needs to be done for the customization, for all the changes that need to be done to CRM. So importing the XML file to get the configuration changes, setting up the event management configuration, adding the plugin and importing the reports. So we've done all that, and now we've set up our portal website, and that provides us the ability to link into the event. So what I'm going to do is hand back over to Nina now, who's going to set up, show you how to work with CRM to manage the event side of things itself, and then we'll come back and see them in here.
Fantastic. Thanks, Catherine.
No worries.
That looks reasonably straightforward.
Reasonably. I think it is very, very simple.
Okay, so now I'm going to go back into the application now and show you how that works from a functional perspective. So down in our marketing menu, I'm going to open up a brand new campaign and create a new event. So navigate to campaigns and click on new for new campaign. Now I'll just full screen that for easy viewing, and let's put in some details here. Event management demo. We can put in our campaign code. I'll leave the status reason in proposed at the moment, and I'm going to change the campaign type to event. And you can see as I've done that now, there's a new tab that's just been displayed around the event details, and we'll drill down into that in just a moment. So the rest of the campaign general page remains the same, so with the schedule and the description and expected responses and so forth. But you'll notice now that I've saved this campaign, down on the left-hand side in the navigation pane are a whole lot of new entities that have just become active. So the first one here is around event session times, and this enables you to add new event sessions that are related to the event. So this is for organizations that may be running things like workshop sessions that are all aggregated in an overall event here. The next thing you can do is actually add in an event team. So this can be internal people to the organization and also external parties. So you can add an external event team as well. Organizations can now configure event packages. So if they're running an event which may also include a dinner and accommodation or perhaps even a flight as well, those packages can be included as part of the setup in this event management. Event sponsors can now also be added in as well, and you can start to configure workflows around approval processes that need to be captured around event sponsors. And the last one you see here is around event group allocations. So this is particularly important for events where people are selling groups of tables, for example, or they want to sell 10 tickets as one group and therefore offer a different pricing option too. So all of those are in here. You may find that your customers will have specific entities and fields that need to be added to these to meet their specific requirements, but as we all know, and Catherine can attest to, it's very easy to configure and add a new field into here as well.
Yeah.
So the next thing I'm going to do is go over to the event details. So the first checkbox here, publish event details on the web. When I check this and save, this means that the details that I start entering in here on the event details tab are actually going to be published on that web calendar that Catherine was showing before. So first of all, I'm just going to go in and fill out some mandatory fields in here. I can add in a primary venue for this event and event capacity information. I can specify whether or not this is a type of event where we need to start managing wait lists as well. And if we do, I can specify what the wait list starting point is as well. So I might make this 190. So whilst the maximum event capacity is 200, we need an extra 10 places for internal staff and so forth. And our existing registration count is at 2. So then I can put in some details about the location of the event and Underneath here, this mapping URL, this gives us the ability to put in a hyperlink to Virtual Earth or something like that, which will show the location of this particular event location that I'm adding in right now.
Yeah, it links into the website. So once you put that event up on the website, it will give you the link straight into Virtual Earth, which is fantastic.
That is fantastic. So this information here, you can see this section here is called Web Portal Display, and this is what you're going to see as we put it in. So we'll recap our event capacity. I'm going to put in the event name being event. We can put in a topic in here. We can put in the cost of admission, the event start times and end times. So let's make it today. And started at 8:30. And if we want to put in an end time, we can put that in as well. So and again, likewise with the mapping URL, we can also put in an event brochure URL in here as well. So you can direct people automatically to a PDF or something like that if you've got a specific brochure or invitation that you've created as part of this event. You can put in additional registration information, put in who the sponsor of the event is, and then also put in an event contact for people who want to contact the event organizer. So now I'm going to save this, and what this has done is actually gone and taken this information that I've put in here and it's going to display it on the web portal. You'll see that the status reason of the campaign is still in proposed, and that's important when I take you through something here. So let's just refresh our events calendar. And you can see here now I've got our events management demo event scheduled for Wednesday, December 3rd at 8:30. And there's the event location that I keyed in. Now, the next part is to actually change this event into a launched status. Now, some organizations do this using approval workflow processes. I'm just going to do this manually today. So now I'm going to save that in a launched status and show you what effect that then has on the events calendar. So navigating back to that and refreshing, you can see now that it's launched, I've got the option to register directly for the event. So clicking on this button now is going to take me to a registration page specifically for the events management demo event. Now these can be configured as per requirements of your customers as well, in terms of what fields are mandatory. Just before I hit on the register now button, I just wanted to draw your attention down here to the left hand side as well. And this is again showing that web portal information that I keyed in into the event here. So event contact, sponsorship, location and cost and so forth. So now I'm going to click on the register now button. Now this initiates the web services which will take this information from the web portal and put it into CRM as a campaign response, which I'll show you in just a moment. That campaign response has also been configured to have workflow kickoff from there as well. So the workflows that are delivered with this event management accelerator are quite comprehensive. First of all, the registrant gets an email saying, you know, thank you for your registration. And then they also get a reminder email 7 days out before the event as well, reminding them that they should be attending the event. Some organizations have already gone in and made some slight modifications so that event coordinators are also included on those emails too. So you can see here now this portal's displayed a confirmation about the event. If this event had been at a waitlist level in terms of registrants, then the register now button would have been changed to a waitlist, add myself to the waitlist button. So So just navigating back to our event management demo campaign in CRM, if I navigate down here to the campaign responses, you can see here this campaign response is coming via the web here. So let me just open that up and show you the details. So you can see our parent campaign, event management demo. This has also created a lead for Nina Vines, particular customer. The subject here has just been automatically created from the name and the name of the campaign as well. The web channel's automatically been recorded, which starts feeding into some of your campaign reporting metrics around which channels are preferred by your customers. Obviously, the date's been recorded as well. And then all that address and telephone information that I keyed in before has come into this campaign response as well. So the next thing I wanted to show you was some of the reports that Catherine imported in as well. So under here, you see the first one she imported in was the event attendee list. So if I click and run on this, this is going to launch SQL Reporting Services. And you can see here, this is giving us a list of all the attendees who have registered for this particular event. And as per all the standard reports, you can export these out into XML files, PDFs, and Excel, and so forth. The second report that I wanted to show you is around the name badges. Now, this report can be configured to fit exactly to your requirements around label making or cards or placeholders that you may need to create. So this is quite a simple report. It displays the registrant's name and also the organization that they belong to as well. And from here, you can then, you know, choose to print those place cards and name badges or labels out as required. Okay, so just navigating back to our PowerPoint now, just a few things to finish off on. As we mentioned before, the accelerators are released at no cost. However, it is important to review the licensing implications because, particularly for the portals, one, so the e-service portal and this events management accelerator, organizations will need to have the external connector license as well. So the final four accelerators are still in final stages of QA and review, but will be released to market shortly. So thank you very much for your time, and thank you, Catherine.
Thanks, Nina.
Goodbye.
Thank you.